And at 8:10, we have cloudy skies and 7 degrees above zero here in Atlantic. Our temperature has been holding steady at 7 for the past several hours. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We do look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with light snow or flurries, a possibility, and a high around 12. In the news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to meet next hour at 9 o'clock in Greenfield. Their session will be conducted electronically via dial-in at 605-313-6157 using access code 526-272-POUND. And on their agenda is a semi-annual report from County Treasurer Brenda Wallace, an insurance and employee benefits presentation from Brian Nelson with Globe Life, Titan Immel with Ag Hub Midwest, who will discuss a construction of an ammonia facility, and Adair County Engineer Nick Kaufman will discuss the secondary roads construction program and present a part of a contract for the board to sign with regard to a concrete box culvert plans. Well, the CAM School District's Board of Education met during a regular session Monday evening. Superintendent Paul Cron said Tuesday the board received an opening proposal from the CAM Education Association, or CAMEA, when reciprocated with the district's proposal with regard to contract negotiations. He said it's essentially the starting point for negotiations as a way of saying the two sides will work together.
No dollar amounts, no figures given. It's just an interest-based bargaining statement then. We'll work collaboratively together to attract and retain quality teachers for our students.
The board also reviewed the process for updating the school calendar for the upcoming school year before it's presented to the staff for input and a public hearing prior to April 15th. The same applies to the FY21-22 budget. Cron said the board also discussed the makeup of the facilities committee.
We have a couple of board members that are on a facility committee. They're going to review some names that from the initial meetings. I'm going to get them that list if the cards went to Boyd Jones, so I'll contact them, look at who's on that list, and then maybe look at a few other names if that list isn't complete, and then reach out to those people and see if they're interested in being part of the facility committee as we try to begin conversations with our community here in March. And probably a multi-method way when I say that, using technology and some limited face-to-face conversations as we begin to discuss our facilities.
Cron reminds district patrons to cast their vote during the March 2nd special election, which will be held to adopt a revenue purpose statement that specifies the use of revenues the CAM Community School District will receive from the State of Iowa's Secure and Advanced Vision for Education, or SAVE, fund. The vote, he says, does not impact property taxes.
Reminding people that it's not a new tax. It's a sales tax. It doesn't increase taxes or property taxes. It's because the existing revenue purpose statement expires in 2029, which had flexibility of the law at that time, and then laws has changed slightly. And so to get the new revenue purpose statement, it follows the same laws that are written under this time, and then it will expire in 2050.
For additional information, you can see the same story on our news page or contact Paul Cron, superintendent of the CAM School District, at 712-762-3238. Alternately, there is a website you can look at for the camcougars.org to get that information you might need. The Audubon City Council held their regular monthly meeting Monday evening, and City Clerk Joe Foran said they held a public hearing on a maximum tax levy during which there were no comments from the public.
That's just something that the state required starting a couple of years ago, that we have to pass a separate resolution stating what our maximum amount of taxes will be that we will be taking from the residents, and that we're not going to exceed that.
Foran said the maximum amount is $928,324, and that breaks down into an overall levy of $20.63 per $1,000 valuation. He said also the city of Audubon is looking at changing its ordinance and setting fees for fire service charges.
The cost to provide fire service and that continues to go up, and unlike many other towns, we have not charged for fire services, so we're looking into putting in a nominal fee so that we can recoup some of those costs, so that we can, you know, handle some of the expenses.
The fees will help to pay for bunker gear and other necessary equipment, and will be based on a schedule that covers the type of service provided.
We've been surviving on grants for a while, and it's just kind of getting to the point where we just can't do it anymore.
The council set their next meeting on March the 8th as the date and time for a public hearing on the FY22 budget. Joe Foran says in other business, they approved a bid letting for the water project on Monday, awarded the mowing and cemetery contracts that have been coming due, and passed a resolution setting the policy and fees for more police information. The Audubon City Council also appointed Tracy Armentrout to the Board of Adjustment. And a man from Kansas City, Missouri, was arrested Tuesday night in Fremont County after he allegedly attempted to steal a semi from an area near Percival. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports 42-year-old James Mall was taken into custody around 7:35 p.m. for operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. Mall was being held at the Fremont County Jail on $2,000 bond. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.